music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Overnight, President Trump abruptly announcing he is terminating trade talks with Canada over a television ad that used audio from President Reagan criticizing tariffs. Trump writing on social media that Canada is trying to interfere with a Supreme Court decision on his tariffs. The Reagan Foundation says it's reviewing legal use of the audio. At 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue,
the historic 120-year-old east wing of the White House reduced to rubble. Satellite images show the dramatic transformation from less than 1 month ago to now. Along with the building, at least six trees have been taken down, including two magnolias commemorated to Presidents Warren Harding and Franklin Roosevelt, all to make room for President Trump's 90,000-square-foot ballroom.
ABC's Perry Russom in Washington. The president says after speaking to San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie, he's backing off a planned surge of federal agents into the city. There were protests against the agents in San Francisco Thursday. This is ABC News. The co-founder of cryptocurrency company Binance, Changpeng Zhao, pleading guilty in 2023 to money laundering, has been pardoned by President Trump. Why did the president do it? Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
President Trump was asked this directly. He had a little bit of a not super clear answer. He said CZ was recommended by a lot of people, which makes it sound like plenty of advocates, whether in his administration or out of it, were pushing for this pardon. And then the president said that this is someone who was persecuted by the Biden administration.
Tropical storm Melissa growing in the Caribbean, but ever so slowly. Will it hit the U.S. mainland?
So the spaghetti models show it just lingering there, just south of Jamaica, and then finally pushing over Cuba and right out to sea as we head into the latter part of next week. It does not look like it will be a threat to the United States.
I'm ABC meteorologist Melissa Griffin. This is day 23 of the federal government shutdown, the first Friday in which hundreds of thousands of government workers are without a full paycheck. This is ABC News.
How do you stay humble when you're America's number one wiper blade? That's what we're currently dealing with at Rain-X. Is it even possible to humble brag when you bully Mother Nature like we do? Do we sound too conceited if we keep repeating how Rain-X is the number one brand of wiper blades in America? No. We'll take a lesson from our wipers and just keep doing our job with humility. As America's number one wiper blade. Rain-X. Outsmart the elements.
This week at Macy's, it's the best time to save on fall styles at our biggest fall sale. Find the classic brown boots and preppy Mary jeans that everyone's wearing. Luxurious cashmere and wool sweaters. Even better, it's our lowest prices of the season on diamond jewelry, now 50 to 75% off. Over half off. Don't miss your chance to save big on the looks you need now at Macy's biggest fall sale. Today, savings off select styles. Exclusions apply.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. UW system enrollment is up for the third straight year. We get more from Sean Maloney.
It's the first time since 2010 that enrollment has increased for 3 years in a row. Fall 2025 enrollment totaled 164,626 students, up 190 students from the fall of last year. The UW system also saw a 5.5% increase in Wisconsin resident new freshman enrollment, the largest on record. 9 of the 13 UW universities experienced enrollment growth.
At the Capitol, lawmakers discuss legalizing marijuana for medical purposes in Wisconsin. Stevens Point Republican Senator Pat Testin says his family provided marijuana to his grandfather after he was diagnosed with lung cancer. They did have to cross the border into neighboring states in order to purchase it. Under the bill, pharmacists would be allowed to conduct marijuana sales but not be required to prescribe marijuana if they're not comfortable. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
At Compere Home, we know the way to finance your construction project. From traditional builds to unique rural homes like barn dominiums. With single close construction loans and long-term fixed rates, we make financing simple and steady. Qualified clients even have the option to serve as their own general contractor if desired. Call 833-759-4726 or visit CompereHome.com today. We're Compere Home, and we know the way. Compere Home is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 619731. We know the feeling. When you close your eyes, you're there. Wide open spaces, fresh air, the home you've been dreaming of. We also know there's uncertainty. Between you and your destination, there's the unknown. But at Compere Home, We've been helping neighbors like you finance rural homes for decades. Call 833-759-4726 or visit CompureHome.com today. We're Compure Home, and we know the way. Compure Home is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 619731.
Wisconsin weather can be a bit of a roller coaster. Are you ready for the ride? No matter how much snow comes our way, you can be prepared with a four-season solution from Tractor Central. John Deere lawn tractors, compact, and utility tractors are built for four-season versatility because you don't have an off-season, and neither do we. Four-season solutions start at just $64.99. Visit Tractor Central today to find out why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low to mid-50s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop down into the upper 30s with a sprinkle or two possible. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-50s. Right now is the perfect time to remodel your bathroom because you can do it interest and payment-free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American girl. An American girl. Slow dance, second chance, mama needs romance and a living maid. The sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. An American girl. An American girl. Well, she's got her God and she's got good wine. Aretha
We got you covered. From Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Sammy Kershaw, Terry Clark, love of my life here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. A cold one out there this morning with temperatures in the 20s. Looks like we'll see 50s today with sunshine. We have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, Todd Gleason in talking about the MAHA program. And you'll have more on that here coming up this hour in our Newsmaker segment. Playoff football tonight,
Yep, we'll be making that three-hour trip down to Spring Green as Durand, Arkansas, taking on River Valley in a Level 1 football playoff matchup. And we'll have the Advent Health Panther previews at about 6:45 tonight. Kickoff at 7 o'clock here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
I started making supplements for dairy cows in my garage and selling them to local farmers. Now First Choice Dairy Supply distributes products all across the U.S. and in 50 countries around the world. I'm Tucker Silverhorn, president of First Choice Dairy Supply, and I've been a member of Wisconsin Credit Union for over 20 years. I have a master's degree in organic chemistry. I know how to make these products, but I am not a money person. I need a partner with financial expertise, and that's Wisconsin Credit Union. I trust Wisconsin with all my financial matters because they've done such a good job of bringing different solutions to the table, being open and clear with their communication. As a business owner, I wear a lot of hats. One day I might be working on chemistry. One day I might be developing a new product. The next day I might be doing sales. Next day I might be plowing this parking lot. Having Wisconsin Credit Union come down and spend time with me, that's been really valuable for me. I run the science, they help me run the business.
Wisconsin Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
I can count on Wisconsin Credit Union.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be discussion on short corn for corn silage production. This has appeared in the August issue of the Journal of Dairy Science, and this is research done by Michigan State Group. What do you mean by short corn, Bill? And basically, these are new hybrids that have a mutation that has a shorter stature. In other words, there's less distance between the internodes of the corn stalk. And, of course, the interest on this would be, number one, greater standability, but still maintain corn yields. But if you're making corn silage, the question is, what effects would that have on the amount and the quality of the corn silage? And that's what Michigan State looked at. They took 40 Holstein cows, and they were in mid-lactation, and they looked at three different short novel hybrids, compare that to a normal tall corn silage, and then brown midrib or BMR. It was a Latin square design for 63 days, and they looked at the combinations of these five different types of corn products in Michigan. Besides being a shorter internode area, it also tends to have a more erect leaves and therefore has a shorter plant height. Here are the results, Bill, that are kind of interesting. First of all, starch levels are actually up about 1% in the short corn silage, primarily because obviously a more concentration of the starch itself with less plant material. And that starch level ran right around 25% for the control ones and 26% in the novel corn short corn silage as well. And because of the increase in starch, not surprisingly, Bill, the NDF levels went down about 1% as well. There was no difference in dry matter intake. These cows averaged about 57 pounds of dry matter intake on all five of the corn silages being fed. The novel corn silages produced about 1.5 to 4.5 pounds more milk, varied from one hybrid to the other compared to the tall corn silage and the BMR. Milk production in these mid-lactation cows averaged about 71.5 pounds of milk. The butterfat test was slightly higher in the tall corn silages at 4.43%. The shorter corn silages were at 4.30, probably again reflecting a little more of a starch load in these cows as well. The taller corn, interestingly, and BMRs had higher NDF digestibilities compared to the shorter corn silages, but the short corn silages had higher starch digestibility when fed to these cows. No differences in terms of protein digestibility. In terms of yield, it was pretty interesting. Two of the shorter stature corn silages had very similar dry matter yields per acre under those conditions there in Michigan compared to the tall corn silages as well. There was no differences in feed efficiency when fed to these dairy cows. So the take-home message here would be that short stature corn may be a useful hybrid to look at here in the future, but it's not BMR. Some of our listeners know that several of the companies that produce brown midrib corn is no longer producing here in the near future. Standability could be a real plus here in the future, but the Michigan State people caution that this is just one study done under different environmental conditions. Could be different if it was conducted in other areas of the United States. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
As beef prices continue to rise, President Trump says he's looking outside the U.S. to bring in additional supply. He says this would increase the supply of beef in the U.S. and help bring down grocery prices. Ground beef prices are up 13% in the past year, and with steak almost up 17%. Coming up on Monday, we'll look at the markets with Lee Mielke. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
God bless Texas. Texas.
God bless Texas. God bless Texas. I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas.
Lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry. We can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man. Door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Josh Turner and your man here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins, 25 in downtown Durand. Let's review markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, November milk up 4 to 1747. December up 9 to 1694. January up 20 to 1655. In February, up 19 at 1654. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels were steady at 175.5, 40-pound blocks down 1.5 to 172.5. 5 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1.75 to 156.25. 27 trades on the day. Grade A nonfat dry milk up 0.5 to 112.5. 9 trades on the day. Dry whey up 2 to 69. And 1 trade on the day. in the cattle markets. So they're called mixed today. Hogs are called mixed. The weakness of feeder cattle futures limited the strength in live cattle yesterday. Nearby live cattle futures are keeping close to the expectations for cash. Hog futures continue to see further pressuring nearby contracts below support levels. Part of the reason is the fundamentals do remain weak. October live cattle opens the day at 239.72, December 241.17, February 240.67. October feeder cattle open at 363.35, November 361.45, January 357.42. December hogs open the day at 81.77, February 84.35, April 88.97. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower this morning. Now, the trade is going to be taking some of the center stage for the row crop markets as the farm markets are moving, trying to watch the U.S. and China trade negotiations this weekend to prepare for President Trump and China's president meeting next week. The market's reacting to any announcement about the meeting as well, and that's kind of how the markets are going to operate, especially today. Now, early this morning, December corn down 1 3/4 to 426 1/4. March and May both down 1.5. March at 439 3/4. May 447 3/4. New crop 26 down 1 1/4 to 459 3/4. November beans down 2 to 1042 3/4. January down 1 3/4 to 1060 1/4. March down 1.5 to 1073 3/4. New crop 26 down 1 3/4 to 1078 3/4. December soybean meal down 10 cents to 292.20. December soybean oil down 5 cents to 50.82. Chicago wheat, December down 3/4 to 512 1/4. March down 0.5 to 527 3/4. Minneapolis wheat, December down 2 1/4 to 555 3/4, while March down 3/4 to 575 1/4. Energy markets higher once again today. December crude oil up 22 cents to 62.01. January up 19 cents to 61.35. Meanwhile, November and December gas both up a cent. November at 193, December at 187. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Farmers, it's harvest time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa also has filters with low prices throughout the entire year and has specialty tools for your equipment. Keep your equipment working throughout the harvest with Napa know-how from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
Local markets from Thursday at Alcivia Durand, cash corn 368, December 373, January 371, new crop 26, 401. Cash beans 945, December 952, January 957, new crop 26, 971. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash and November corn 378, December 383, January 397 1/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 381, December 387, January 388. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 373, cash beans 959. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 373, new crop 26, 411, cash beans 950, new crop 26 at 990. Red Wing Grains, cash and November corn 390, April 419, new crop 26, 416, cash beans 977, November 985, April 1039, new crop 26, 1020. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn and December corn at $3.75, new crop 26, $4.04, cash beans $9.63, December 9.70, new crop 26, $9.95. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 222 to 244, Holstein fed cattle 195 to 220, market cows 125 to 164, bulls 157 to 198, calves 730 to 1830, beef steers 288 to 725, Holstein steers 225 to 480. Sheep markets, light lambs 345 and down, market lambs 240 and down, ewes 135 and down, rams 145 and down, goat markets, does 185 and down, bucks 250 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 235 to 243, finished beef heifers 230 to 240.50, finished dairy steers 210 to 221, market cows 120 to 144, market bulls 155 to 194. Hog markets at Zumbrota, market hogs 65 to 93, light sows 67 to 69.50, heavy sows 70 to 70.25, and boars 27.50 to 54. That's Check of Markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-921-5252. That's 800-921-5252. 800-921-5252.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Just a little too tight, and anything I do will say better be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah, I like it that way. Any man of mine better walk the line. Better show me a tease and squeeze and please and kind of time. Looking better than me, and when I cook him dinner and I burn it black, he better say, I like it like that, yeah. But if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah, I like it that way. Any man of mine better walk the line, better show me a tease and squeeze and please and kind of time. Story goes, there's gotta be a heart.
Any man of mine better walk the line. Better show me a teasing, squeezing, pleasing kind of time. I need a man who knows how to stall that gate. He's gotta be a heart beating, fire beating, breath taking, earthquake and kind. Any man of mine. Which way to go? These empty miles and her memory, they just seem to linger on. She left me on this lost highway, wondering why and where she's gone. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young. If I wasn't there, didn't even stop to cry. That's how a cowgirl says goodbye. Found up her mama down in Abilene, just to find out how she'd been. She'd stopped a while in San Antonio, spend some time with an old friend. With all this distance in between us, I'm sure I never crossed her mind. And it may take all these roads ahead just to leave it all behind. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how my whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, if I wasn't there, she didn't even stop to cry. That's how a cowgirl says goodbye. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young. If I wasn't there, she didn't even stop to cry. I guess that's how a cowgirl says goodbye.
Go Mondovi Buffaloes from all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Well, I was sitting in a coffee shop just having a cup to pass the time, swapping rodeo stories with this old cowboy friend of mine. when some motorcycle riders started snickering in the back. Started poking fun at my friend's hat. And one old boy said, "Hey, Tex, where'd you park your horse?" A friend just pulled his hat down low, but they couldn't be ignored. One husky fella said, "I think I'll rip that hat right off your head." That's when my friend turned around, and this is what he said. "You'll ride a black tornado across the western sky, rope an old blue norther and milk it till it's dry, bulldog the Mississippi and its ears down flat, long before you take this cowboy's hat. Now, partner, this old hat's better left alone. See, it used to be my daddy's, but last year he passed on. My nephew skinned the rattler that makes up this old hat band. But back in 69, he died in Vietnam. Now, the eagle feather was given to me by an Indian friend of mine. But someone ran him down somewhere around that Arizona line. And a real special lady gave me this hat pin. But I don't know if I'll ever see her again. Across the western sky, rope an old blue norther and milk it till it's dry, bulldog the Mississippi and its ears down flat, long before you take this cowboy's hat. Now, if your leather jacket means to you what this hat means to me, then I guess we understand each other and we'll just let it be. But if you still think it's funny, man, you got my back up against the wall. And if you touch my hat, you're gonna have to fight us all." Well, right then I caught a little sadness in that gang leader's eyes. And he turned back to the others and they all just kind of shuffled on outside. But when my friend turned back towards me, I noticed his old hat brim, well, it was turned up in a big old Texas grin. "You'll ride a black tornado across the western sky, rope an old blue norther and milk it till it's dry, bulldog the Mississippi and its ears down flat, long before you take this cowboy's hat."
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Public support for MAHA, or the Trump administration's Make America Healthy Again movement, does remain high, but perceptions have become more negative. Our NAFB colleague Todd Gleason has more with the University of Illinois Farm Doc team.
The MAHA Commission was established through executive order in February. It's tasked with advising President Donald Trump on the most effective strategies to address childhood chronic diseases. The commission's initial report, released in May, identified what it claims are four key contributing factors. These include poor diet, the accumulation of environmental chemicals, lack of physical activity, chronic stress, and overmedication. It also critiqued certain aspects of the food system, particularly the use of some food additives and pesticides. Agricultural economists at the University of Illinois have been tracking how Americans feel about MAHA, including, says Maria Kalitsa-Denikes, how they feel about different agricultural products.
So we've been asking about support across commodity types for a while now, and we recently compared results from May 2022, so about 3 years ago, and then in August, and we did find slight declines in support for field crops and sugar crops. The largest increase we saw was for livestock, sort of in line with this national excitement about protein.
Now, some of these reflect how leadership at the federal level are framing MAHA. It's clearly been a concern for row crop agriculture and food companies. Base ingredients for many food products come from farm fields. Farmers use fertilizers and pesticides to increase productivity. Gallatin to Nike says the CPGs, or consumer packaged goods food companies, were glad to see the friendly shift from the May MAHA report to the one released in August. Still, she says they're concerned about both federal and state level regulations spurred by the MAHA movement.
I think the piece that's probably not being talked about enough here is the state law piece. A lot of these sort of voluntary agreements that people are committing to are on the same timelines as state requirements. They're saying it's a voluntary agreement, but really it's they want to sell into that state, and so they're going to comply. If you are a CPG company, it is very difficult to keep product off of shelves in a particular state. Like I talked to lots of companies about, is it possible to segregate and create a West Virginia-specific or a Texas-specific space, and that's not possible for them.
The U of I ag economist says this is because the litigation piece spurred by MAHA will land on food companies, not retailers. If a retailer sells an incorrect product in a state, that's not on them. It's the responsibility of the CPG that has to navigate a web of regulatory do's and don'ts that cross state lines. Those following the federal developments say the pulse in D.C. is that the MAHA trajectory is likely to outlive the Trump administration. For instance, it's unlikely companies will add food dyes back into their products. Still, there is not a federal legal structure requiring companies to stay the course. There is no regulatory agenda yet, and no laws being passed by Congress. This is why state lines will matter. It's all complicated, but from the U of I survey work, there remains good news for farmers.
It's worth not losing the big picture that the American public is generally very supportive of farmers and thinks of farmers and agriculture as being very important. Again and again, we see in surveys that consumers have national security questions and concerns about food production and want to make sure that we're producing food in the U.S. and are very supportive of policies supporting agriculture. Should agriculture want to engage with MAHA in some of these ways and change production practices, the public is also generally supportive of subsidy sort of situations to allow for transitions in production practices.
That's the public, but not MAHA, which consensus for the moment suggests is unlikely to bend in a way that would create compromise on its four core contributing factors, including the use of pesticides. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
Thanks, Todd. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Expect plenty of sunshine today in our ag weather forecast. And it looks like the winds will also be calming down as well throughout the day. Now, the next best chance for widespread rain will come Monday and Tuesday. And highs will remain in the 50s for the first part of the week. Mostly sunny throughout the day today. Highs 50 to 55. Relative humidities at 45 to 50%. Light winds becoming south at 5 to 6. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. Tonight, cloudy. A slight chance of a shower. Lows 34 to 39. Relative humidities at 89 to 94%. Southeast winds at 5 to 8. For Saturday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower. Highs 49 to 54. Relative humidities at 58% to 63%. Southeast winds at 5 to 10. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, partly sunny, warmer. Highs 55 to 60. Monday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower. Highs 55 to 60. Tuesday, cloudy, a chance of rain. Highs 50 to 55. For Wednesday, partly sunny, another chance of rain. Highs 50 to 55.
What you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Get some great wildlife pictures around your place. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Wild animals don't pose and say cheese, but I do have some tips to make it seem like they do as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
A lot of pictures of wildlife when I'm out in